Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 241 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about all the exciting things that have happened with Mississippi State Baseball this last week. We're going to talk about a show Melanie has watched and some things that we have been reading. We're going to talk about our not so exciting 4th of July plans. And I'm going to share my 5 favorites for this week. Also, remember that so much of what we like and use and enjoy, you can find in our Amazon shop. And you can find that Amazon shop at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. As always, we are so glad that you're here, and we hope you enjoy episode 241. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And I don't know if you've heard, but the Mississippi State Bulldogs are the college baseball national champions.
You don't say. I feel like I really haven't seen that anywhere or heard about it.
I have hardly mentioned it on Twitter. I've hardly mentioned it.
Listen, I feel like all of us were Mississippi State Bulldogs. Have I ever been so happy for a team that wasn't my team? I don't think so. So tell me, because I feel like everybody wants to know the thoughts, the reactions. Did you have to vacuum? Like what?
Oh, listen.
Tell us it all.
Let me just start off by saying that last Monday we recorded the podcast and we had game one of Vandy that night. And I had already planned that I was going to cook every night of the World Series. You know, I was going to make something for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Just to hoping maybe that would just be 2 nights, knowing it could be 3.
Yes.
But just to try to make it a little more festive, you know, just to try to make it a little,
yeah,
a little celebratory. Well, Alex had asked, I guess it was Sunday or Monday morning, if I would make hamburger steak for Monday night. So I made a hamburger steak. I made twice baked potatoes. I roasted broccoli. And listen, Vandy just pummeled us in the first inning. We were having a hard time with pitching. Vandy did not have a hard time with the bats, and they ended up winning that game 8-2. So Monday was not our favorite, but you know, you've spent the season with this team. You know that they rally. They don't seem to get super down on themselves. So you just hope, you know, you come back on Tuesday in that game 2 and that it's not Vandy's national championship game. And sure enough, like this team has been all season, we put on a hitting clinic in game 2. We win 13-2. We pitch that game with two guys who have not been starters this year. Houston Harding started a little bit towards the end of the season. But we get through that game somehow and use 2 pitchers.
I'm crazy.
I've said it 1,000 times, but what Preston Johnson did in that game, coming in as he relieved Houston Harding, and he comes in and he just drills it for the whole time he's in there. He finishes the game. Like, we didn't have to use Landon Sims. It was big.
Yeah.
So we go into game 3. By the way, the second night I fried chicken. Then,
Well, that's why. That tells us all we need to know. If everybody was wondering what was the key to the turnaround, I think it's in the fried chicken.
Yeah, surely it was the fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Third Love. If you know me, and I think you do, you know that I have my comfy essentials for a nice day at home. It's raining currently this week, and so I have big plans to curl up in some comfortable pajamas with Piper and Mabel and read some books and watch some shows on Netflix. And for me, a relaxing day at home starts with the essentials. I need a bra that I don't want to rip off, and I need comfortable pajamas. And Third Love has created perfectly fitted underwear and loungewear. They have unbeatable comfort in cup sizes that come in AA through I, and lounge and sleepwear that come in sizes XS through 3X. Plus, this summer, I've got some trips coming up and some things where I'm going to need some presentable loungewear that's maybe better than the t-shirt I've had since I was in college. And Third Love creates high-quality sleep and loungewear so you can be comfortable and look presentable. To me, what I love about Third Love is the online shopping experience. They have a fitting room quiz that tells you all the things that you need to know. What size, what shape, what's the problem with your existing loungewear and underwear? How can you make it better? How can it fit you better? So you can get the level of fit and comfort you deserve when you go to Third Love and look at their bras, their underwear, their sleep and loungewear. They have more than 80 sizes, and every Third Love bra is made with signature memory foam cups, no slip straps, and a scratch-free band. You can find your new favorite everyday essentials from their all-new feather lace collection to their number one rated 24/7 classic t-shirt bra. If you don't feel like getting dressed in the morning, you don't have to, because Third Love lounge and sleepwear is so great. From lazy Sundays on the couch to weekend outings, it's designed with premium cotton fabrics available in drapey, easy fits. And here's what I love about Third Love. They have a perfect fit promise. They stand behind their products. If you don't love it, exchanges and returns are free, but I know you'll love it. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists is available via chat or email to answer all your questions. And Third Love knows you deserve to feel comfortable and confident 24/7. So right now, they are offering Big Boo listeners 20% off your first order. You can go to thirdlove.com/bigboo now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/bigboo for 20% off today.
So the third game, I will have to say, I was not nearly as nervous as I had anticipated. There was something, I don't know, one of the SEC Network reporters had run into Tanner Allen that day in an elevator and tweeted about it and said to him, he said, you know, y'all have been so composed and so loose, like, this whole time. He said, you know, what is it about y'all? Y'all never seem to get down. And Tanner Allen apparently just looked straight ahead and he said, we just believe. So we knew we had Will Bednar, who Alex and I saw pitch the game of our lifetime the first night we were at the College World Series. He struck out 15 people in that game.
Unbelievable.
And so we had him for Wednesday night, and we had Landon Sims, who was our very best reliever. And so you feel good about it. But Vandy's pitching Kumar Rocker, who is a little bit of a legend. Like, even now, he's a little bit of a legend. He's such a gifted pitcher. But I will have to say, first play of the game, Rocker pitches to Rowdy Jordan, who's our leadoff guy. And Rowdy hits that thing in right field, and I thought, oh, we're going to show up for this. And it was just that kind of game where Vandy, they had struggled with errors in the postseason anyway. We did not make a single error in the College World Series, which is unbelievable to me. Like, not one error. Zero errors.
That's like a record, right? It had never happened before.
I don't think it's ever happened before. And so Rowdy hits that ball, and then eventually it's 1-0 after the first. And Will Bednar was struggling a little bit in the beginning, but then he comes back out and he starts to find his way. He ends up pitching a no-hitter while he's in the game. I think he pitched 6 innings, no hits.
Unbelievable.
And there was a point where, this is one of my favorite things, there was a point where he comes out, like, out of the inning. I guess it's maybe in the after the third. I can't remember. But he looks at, you know, pitchers are usually pretty stoic and pretty, they say to themselves during the game. But he looks at the guys on that team and like, points his finger and says, we will not lose. And I was like, okay, I feel good about it. So Rocker ends up coming out. Will pitches another 2 innings, I think, after Rocker comes out. And when Rocker came out, I thought, we're going to be able to hang with their relief pitchers. And we end up winning the game 9-0. And so there's that, right? Because we've never won a national championship before.
I mean, it was unbelievable. And I think, because here's why I felt good. So even Monday night, because I texted you after this, after the game, and I said, other than a terrible first inning, which was truly one of the worst innings of baseball ever for a team. I mean, I'm just going to say.
It was not great.
It was terrible. But I mean, other than that inning, but I think that said so much of that team, because they could have just quit at that point and they didn't. And I was like, and then they hung, because I was like, the rest of the game, if you take out that first inning, they were in it, you know. And then I felt like Tuesday, because here's, I've watched enough baseball to know, when your bats get hot, your bats are hot. Like, you're
contagious.
It's contagious. And so, like, once y'all did that, I don't think I would have known. I don't think I could have predicted y'all would have won Wednesday night by as much as you won. But I feel like when the bats are hot, the bats are hot. And, like, it's just, it feeds it. So I felt really good about it going into Wednesday. I didn't text you that because, of course, I'd never want to jinx anything.
No. And even when you texted me Monday night and you said, well, except for that bad first inning, y'all hung with them. But you know, because you're an A&M fan, sometimes that's how we have to make our way through hard times, right?
Yeah.
We have to say, well, in the middle two quarters of the game, or whatever.
I'm going to find we're going to find a moral victory.
Sure.
I mean, there's always going to be a moral victory, but what a win to have an actual victory.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I didn't know how I would react. When I feel like in the seventh inning, after Kellum Clark hit that 3-run homer, I feel like I settled into the fact that Vandy wasn't coming back and we were going to win. Yeah. We were pitching Landon Sims. Our dugout looked like a bunch of 8-year-old boys hanging over a jungle gym, and the Vandy dugout looked just like they just looked defeated.
Yeah.
So I started to think we may really do this listen on that final out, which honestly I'm not so sure it was an out. I kind of think the Vandy guy was safe at first on that final out of the game, but listen, they didn't challenge it. But I put my head in my hands and I could not stop crying. I bawled like a baby because it's just about so much more than baseball.
You've watched them for so long. You have been on this journey for so long.
Yes. And you're so happy for those guys. But over the course of a season, I mean, they won 50 baseball games this season.
I mean, that's incredible.
Over the course of a season, you feel like you get to know them a little bit, and you know how they lead and you know how they respond. And what was so neat about this particular College World Series for us that I don't necessarily know that I would have had the same perspective for any other one, because we've made it to the finals before, but we've never made it to the third game of the finals. But that first game that Alex and I saw in Omaha was like the pitching performance of a lifetime. I will never see people pitch like that again.
Yeah,
and then the second game against Virginia, we were down, and then we came alive in the eighth, and it started with Kellum Clark, and then Tanner Allen hit that 3-run home run. And then we lose to Texas. We come back in the next game against Texas, and two guys who don't normally play that much, Braylon Skinner and Tanner Leggett, come in and win that ball game. And then we have the bad game against Vandy. But then it's the same deal. Like, you've got two pitchers who carry us through that next one, and the bats are just alive. And then in that final game, it was just like everybody doing their thing. Lane Forsythe, who plays shortstop, had been in such a slump in the postseason, and then he just comes alive with that second game against Vandy. So it was just neat to see how everybody had a particular way that they helped the team to get to the end of it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, I don't know if you've heard this saying, but there is no I in team.
That's right.
And so.
That's right. I've never heard it.
Little something I just came up with, but but I just think that it's to see a team, and it's the chemistry. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why, it's so funny, because it's the $1 million. You and I have followed sports enough to know where it's like the intangible that nobody can recruit for and nobody can plan for. And it takes a really good coach to get it going, is a good team chemistry. And those guys played for each other. The batters were wanting to hit for the pitchers. Everybody was in it. And I love that. That is the stuff that parental sports pep talks are made of.
Absolutely. Will Bednar said in some post game interview, I've only watched about 72 of them, so I can't tell you which one, but he said when he was pitching in that third game that he knew that his defense had his back, especially those guys in the infield. Lane Forsythe did at shortstop, I mean, just across the board, just nothing got past those guys. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I loved how they fought together. And I told, maybe it was Emma Kate a couple of days ago, how I love leadership. Like, I love to see leadership in action. I love to identify it and point it out and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And what Chris Lemonis did, our head coach in this postseason, and those assistant coaches, our pitching coach, Scott Foxhall, how he handled those personalities, and how I don't know, just across the board, like how he kept them steady, for that whole postseason, how he kept them steady in that College World Series final is a masterclass in leadership. You know, and he said over and over this season, you don't get too high, you don't get too low. But he really lived that out, I think, in that final series, because they just, after that kind of disastrous first inning, they really sort of settled in and they just played baseball like they have all year. I'm so proud of them. I'm so happy for Mississippi State. I'm so happy for that team. And listen, they had a parade in Starkville on Friday afternoon that ended in the baseball stadium. And it, by the time they got to the baseball stadium, and it looked like it was on SEC Network. It looked like a regional game. It was packed. It was 15,000 or 16,000 people. Just so happy for those guys.
It's so fun. Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell y'all why I love Thrive Market. First of all, I used to think that organic groceries were way too expensive, and I hated adding an extra stop to my grocery shopping. I didn't want to have to take the extra time to go get the foods that I knew or were better for us because it's just easier to stop in one place. But thankfully, there's Thrive Market. Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. That is such a win. They'll deliver what you need so you can spend more time on what matters, which may be watching Netflix, because I'm not here to judge your life or my own. Thrive Market works directly with your favorite organic brands so you get the highest quality products without the retail markup. You wouldn't believe how much money I've been able to save getting some of my favorite organic things that I used to feel like were too pricey because of the Thrive Market savings. You can shop everything from ethically sourced pantry essentials to sustainable meat and seafood to non-toxic cleaning and beauty products. Plus, you can easily shop by diets and values like keto, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, and more. Thrive Market makes it so easy. For us, we love Thrive Market's selection of granola and snacks. Caroline's working at the vet office this summer, and so she doesn't really have time to ever grab lunch. And so Thrive Market has been our go-to to get snacks that she can put in a bag to take with her to work that are easy and healthy to eat on the go. She loves the late July jalapeno lime chips, the dry and roasted salted macadamia nuts. There's a savory paleo snack mix that is so good, and we also love their Chomps beef sticks. Plus, there's so much more. Y'all know that I'm into all my health supplements and my beauty supplements, and I get some of my very favorite health supplements from Thrive Market. I love their Ancient Nutrition Collagen Protein. I add the powder to my coffee in the morning. The Hum Glow Sweet Glow Gummies for my skin and hair. I also just tried the Winged CBD Calming Gummies for my PMS weeks, and the Winged Melatonin Gummies to help me sleep at night, and they are amazing. I can't say enough about Thrive Market. And if that isn't enough reason to shop with them, Thrive Market is also good for you and the planet. Orders are shipped for free and delivered with carbon neutral shipping from their zero waste warehouses. And to top it off, when you join, you give back. Through Thrive Gives, their one-for-one membership matching program, every paid membership sponsors a free one for a low-income family. Go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo today. You can join today and get $20 off your first order and a free gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. thrivemarket.com/bigboo. Well, one of my favorite, and I saw it on Twitter, and there again, I don't know who it was, but I guess it was from 2 years ago, since we didn't have a College World Series last year, but it was one of the former players. It was when y'all got eliminated last year, and one of the players got real teary, and he looked at Coach Lemonis, or however you say his name, and was just like, "You're going to bring a national championship. Like, Jake, you're going to win." And yes. And I was like, God, I love that so much. Mm-hmm. Like, just to see that those players love that coach and they want to play for him, and he knew it and he called it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love that so much. That was like one of my favorite, like, post game things that I saw.
I mentioned this on Twitter one day last week. But there are the two guys who do the SEC Network baseball games for state, Bart Gregory and Charlie Winfield. They do a podcast after home games, you know, just like a recap kind of podcast. And it's called Out of Left Field. Anyway, they went back to the Hilton. I told you this. They went back to the Hilton after the game Wednesday night. And I don't know where they set up, maybe just a corner somewhere.
Yeah.
And they sat down and they talked about the game, and they called former players like Jake Mangum. They called Jeff Brantley. They called Cole Gordon, who was a great relief pitcher for us a few seasons ago. Anyway, they just called all these guys who have been on the baseball team. And it was that was so fun to hear those former players react and respond. You could hear the crowd, you know, of state people in the background. It's just been, you know, for state to have loved baseball as long as it has, and we have really been a baseball school my entire life. And so to finally get it, you know, listen, I may have ordered a little bit of national championship merchandise.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying.
May have picked up a couple of things. But even I was in the grocery store, I guess it was Friday, and was headed down the aisle to get some bacon. And a man in an Alabama shirt stopped me and just talked about how fun it was to watch us win and how they had watched every bit of it and how proud he was for us. And I don't know, that's kind of sweet when you feel like you have other schools who are cheering for you just because they know how much it means. You know, I told one of our football coaches, one of Alex's football coaches last week, I was like, this is how Alabama feels every January.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. They don't even care. I mean, it's like so old school to them. They like don't even care. Yeah. It's something about like when you haven't had it, you're like, oh my gosh, like this is, so this is how this feels. Uh-huh. This is how victory feels.
This is it. So it's been super fun. And I have watched the game a lot. I have rewatched portions of it a lot, but it's just been a fun way so, you know, it's the only way you can end your season with a victory is to win it all. And they did.
Yeah. Yeah, God, what a way to go out. What a way to end a baseball season after a year of not having a baseball season.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah. And the other thing about it, I think, you know, I get real reflective in when things like this happen. Not that I've ever experienced a national championship personally, but like that the whole span of the College World Series, I think being able to take that road trip with Alex, I think being able to experience, you know, I think Midwestern hospitality is so underrated. I think we hear so much about Southern hospitality, but that whole Midwestern vibe is its own deal. And so many wonderful people and so welcoming to all the schools who were in Omaha. But like just to experience that, just to drive through the countryside, to drive up through the middle of the United States, you know, in the middle of the summer, all this stuff growing and, you know, all these people who sort of keep the wheels in motion in terms of keeping our country fed and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. It was just a real reminder, the whole experience of the things that matter, you know? Right down, I mean, from the experience of the road trip to like never saying quit, when you're in a difficult situation, to watching a team stick together, to see all the Mississippi State fans who went to Omaha, just their deep loyalty to that team. It's been encouraging. Yeah. That's what I will say.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a good, listen, it was a great way to spend the first part of the summer. You know, like
it really was.
It was just, yeah, it was really fun. Hey, it's me taking a break to tell you about Care Of, a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and supports you long term. Y'all, I feel like one of the things that we don't talk about that is the magic of living in 2021 is that we can get anything we need basically delivered to our door, including a great vitamin regimen. Care Of is where high quality products meet personalization. All of Care Of's products are formulated with good for you, clean ingredients that are backed by science. And Care Of is super transparent about the research and sourcing behind each one of their products. And it makes it so easy to get back into an easy to follow routine. Y'all know that I take a lot of vitamins and supplements, and so sometimes I need it to be easy. And the thing about Care Of is your recommendations come in daily, individually wrapped packets that are perfect for getting back into or starting a routine. I keep mine right by my coffee pot, so in the morning, I open up my packet, I know exactly what I need to take for the day, and it makes it so simple and easy. Plus, the Care Of app allows you to track your routine and earn rewards like discounts and free products when you're consistent with taking your vitamins. Sometimes I need that kind of motivation. You can get quick, reliable results for what you want and what you need thanks to Care Of's online quiz. They have an in-depth online quiz that takes the guesswork out of vitamins and asks you questions about your diet, your lifestyle, your health concerns, what you're worried about, so you get a personally tailored approach to your unique health needs, and you can retake the quiz at any time as your goals and needs change. Follow Care Of's expert recommendations or adjust your pack at any time. What you get is totally up to you. You can get 50% off your first Care Of order if you go to takecareof.com and enter code BIGBOOCAST50. Again, for 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code BigBooCast50. I'm so excited because now we transition out of that. And what, in 2 weeks, we have the Olympics.
We have the Olympics. If I had an Olympic theme that I could play without violating some sort of copyright law, I would do it right now. But it makes me want to play a trumpet. I'll tell you that. Like, just, I just want to sit here and play a trumpet.
Yes, of course it does.
And I will say, you're one of the best, you're one of the best Olympic viewers I know. I mean, well, you really, you go in, you learn their stories.
I'm in. By the time it's all over, I will be crying for a man from the Ukraine who was adopted.
That's right.
And who never knew his real sister until 2 weeks before the Olympics. And now she's there with him in Tokyo. Whatever. I am in for all the stories, the sports. I will cheer for things I didn't even know were a sport. Doesn't matter.
I know. So. I mean, even, you know, with the postseason stuff with baseball and the College World Series, after I talked to the Alabama fan in the grocery store the other day, I thought, golly, sports are such a unifier. They just are. I ran into our next door neighbor yesterday, and he was saying, like, we just watched every out. And it's the same with the Olympics. Uh-huh. Like, it's just so nice to have something to focus on where we get to cheer together.
Yes, it'll make Twitter fun again. Mm-hmm. Like, I will peek my head back around the door of Twitter.
Right.
I mean, like, it's just the whole thing. I can't wait to see what Karen Howell tweets because
it's fantastic.
Speaking of your Olympics, I mean, she'll medal in that for sure.
That's right.
And so it's just, and I love having, it's that thing of there's so few things that we like to all sit and watch together as a family. And I love that. I'm sad that the Olympics were canceled last year, but I also am so happy that, like, these last couple of weeks at Caroline's home, that the Shankles will get to rally around some Olympic events.
Yeah.
You know, like, and watch them together. And I'm super excited because Annie Kuntz, who was an Aggie soccer player, came in first, and she's going to be in the heptathlon. She's representing the United States in the heptathlon. And we've loved her since she was an Aggie soccer player, and we've followed her career, and there's several Aggies. And so I'm so in for the whole thing. It is just, it's going to be the best part of the summer to me. I want to see the parade of countries.
Yes.
I want to see.
I love the parade of countries.
Because I love to see what they're wearing.
Me too.
I like to see the person that they chose to carry the flag. That's when you start to get, it preps you because that's when you, and if you, somebody, you might want to take notes in your phone on this is so-and-so from Nigeria. And here's his backstory so you can remember it later.
Okay.
I'm just saying that whole thing. But anyway, I'm excited. It's going to be super fun.
Now, do you know, because I don't know, who designed what the American team is wearing in the opening ceremonies? Do you know?
I feel like it's always Ralph Lauren, but I don't know that this year.
I am curious. But I love seeing what the countries wear. That's always fantastic to me.
Yeah. It's the kind of, well, especially as we've had such a dearth of any kind of award shows or anything where we can really appreciate what people are wearing. I'm now more than ever into, like, what are we wearing?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to know too. Yeah. So, okay. So you said y'all recorded Capitol 4th and the Macy's fireworks situation.
Yes.
What else? Yes. Anything else for the 4th?
Perry and I had a really lame 4th. But it was fine. So our neighborhood parade was on Saturday instead of, Sunday.
Okay.
I think just, I don't know why, for a lot of reasons. And so, I'm seeing Stella McCartney.
Oh, that could be promising.
Okay. Huh. I don't know if that's correct, but that's what popped up. Ralph Lauren.
Okay.
He's created Team USA's 2021 kit.
Okay.
So, yeah, Ralph Lauren. Okay. All right, you go, Ralph. So we did the parade. I'm trying to think. Friday, I'll get back to that. But anyway, did our parade. It was much smaller than normal, so I don't know if it's because everybody was out of town because it was a Saturday or people didn't know it was a Saturday instead of a Sunday. But anyway, we did the parade. And then Sunday, Caroline actually went with Gully and her family, and Jackson had a group of friends who all go to A&M. And so they went to go see Parker McCollum was in concert
at this Whitewater Amphitheater that's in New Braunfels. So she had big plans.
Okay.
And then we had two friends. Perry and I had a couple friend over for dinner and just grilled fajitas and hung out. And we laughed because we said we're so old because like they left by like 9 o'clock. And we were like, great, now we can put on our pajamas and watch the fireworks on TV. And
sure.
that is what we did.
Okay.
So, but it was good. We got up and went to church and did that. And I mean, it was down rain. It's supposed to rain here all week, which I love a July rain.
Okay. Even though it makes things more humid.
Yeah. Cause it cools things off. Mm. Like it keeps it overcast all day. So I feel like our house stays cooler.
Okay.
I don't know. I like the rain in the summertime, and our yard has never been more green. I mean, cause it's so weird to have this much rain here. So anyway, that's what we did. What did y'all do?
Nothing.
Okay. All right.
Yep. I mean, really, like we're having new carpet put in the bedroom side of our house in a mm-hmm. couple of weeks. And that means that every closet has got to be cleaned out from the floor up to like knee level. So I have really procrastinated doing that a lot over mm-hmm. the weekend. I knew I needed to do it, but I couldn't seem to get going. So I've made a promise to myself that I'm going to clean out one closet today. I'm going to clean out one closet today. But
okay.
We've just been pretty low key. We saw some friends, I guess, Saturday. I don't remember. We went to dinner with some friends, but we just didn't have any big fourth plans. I don't know, but it's been fun.
Yeah.
I had baseball to watch. I could rewatch the game. So I was fine. So
yeah,
just one of those years.
It's funny how as you get, like I was glad, I was thrilled that Caroline, because you know, she's still at the age where she would like to have a plan. She doesn't really want to just eat fajitas with her parents and watch fireworks on TV by 9 o'clock.
Right.
That's not really her idea. So I was so glad she had fun plans and she had a great time, but we were real happy to mm-hmm. just be in our pajamas.
Yeah.
So
we were kind of the same way. Alex went and did some stuff with some friends, but I felt no compulsion to leave the house apparently. So
mm-hmm.
that's just where we were, I guess.
Sometimes it rains on your birthday. Sometimes the line for coffee wraps around the building. Sometimes gas goes up 10 cents, or who are we kidding, a dollar. Sometimes life just stinks. The good news is you don't have to, because Native has your back. Native cares about the products you put on your body. They're about stopping the stink the right way. That's the Native difference. You probably already know about Native's legendary aluminum-free deodorant because I've talked about it, but have you tried their body wash, their toothpaste, or their brand new minerals-based sunscreen? Yes, Native now has a broad-spectrum SPF 30 sunscreen for your face and body. It's lightweight, it absorbs quickly, and you can choose between unscented or coconut and pineapple. I recently used the coconut and pineapple while Caroline and I were on our little vacation, and it is amazing. It smells like summer, it feels so good on, and it absorbs so quick so you don't have that weird white sheen like you can get with some sunscreens. Native is on a mission to overhaul your entire hygiene routine by putting the care in self-care with products carefully made to work against odor that are made with simple ingredients and smell great. You can get their deodorant and body wash in amazing scents like coconut and vanilla, citrus and herbal musk, lavender and rose. I personally love the cucumber right now. It smells so good and fresh for summer. You can even build your own personalized product bundles. Mix and match three of your favorite scents and keep them on rotation so you have something for every occasion. Stay fresh, stay clean with Native by going to nativedeo.com/bigboo or use promo code BIGBOO at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/bigboo or use promo code BIGBOO at checkout for 20% off your first order.
So Friday night, I watched Eliza Schlesinger has a new movie on Netflix called Good on Paper.
Okay.
Which is a movie that she wrote and stars in based on a real life experience that she had, which is really bizarre when you watch the movie. It's not a romantic comedy. It's a comedy, but it's also kind of a, I don't know. It was interesting. I liked it. I like her. I thought it was an interesting story, especially knowing that there was some truth to it.
Okay.
And it could be watched as like, I felt like I want to tell Caroline to watch it as a cautionary tale,
you
know?
Yeah.
So I watched that, but then I'll tell you what I finished watching that you had recommended to me was Starstruck.
I want to hear more about that because
I loved it so much.
Oh.
I loved it. It reminded me, it kind of has, and you had said that you had liked it, like you hadn't liked anything that much since Never Have I Ever,
Yes.
which was Mindy Kaling's show, that was on last summer. But it reminded me of a Never Have I Ever, because it reminded me of a like a the writing and the acting and everything, it reminded me of a Mindy Kaling type thing. You know, it was that same kind of smart, funny, real dialogue, quirky characters. Like the main character was so much heart, like you related to her. She was just like an every girl, which I love.
I did too.
I thought it was so good. I really, really liked it. And it was a quick watch, but I was real sad when it was over.
Yeah, it's only six episodes, and the episodes are really about 20, 22 minutes a piece. So it doesn't take long to watch it. I mentioned this on our last Patreon episode. This is not a covenant relationship that's playing out on a television series. So just,
No,
you know,
and it's not for the
it's
children.
not for
It's
the
an
children.
adult show.
But I just thought, as far as the likability of the characters, there was a sweetness to it. There was just, I don't know, it has a whole lot of heart. And it's kind of a reverse Notting Hill. I think that's what Jamie Golden said the first time I heard her mention it on the podcast. But it's kind of a reverse Notting Hill situation. But it's darling. It's just darling.
It's so cute. And I had never seen Rosemary DeFeo before. Like, I didn't know. And now I know that she also has a comedy special, I guess, on HBO Max that I want to watch. But I really liked her. Like, I just found her so likable. And then I'm probably, but Nikesh Patel, who played the lead, that was Tom, he was in, and I loved him in Four Weddings and a Funeral, which was Mindy Kaling's on Hulu.
Yes, and I remember you like that.
And so, have you not watched that?
No, I've never
Four
watched
Weddings
it.
and a Funeral? Oh, you're going to need to fix that. You're going to need to watch that. It's
Okay.
so good. Like, in fact, this made me want to watch that over again.
Okay, maybe I'll start that tonight then, because I want to watch something, but I need something that's a little, I don't want to watch anything serious or heavy right now.
No, then this is perfect. It's not serious or heavy, and it has Starstruck vibes. Like, it's got that same kind of feel, and he's in it, and the characters are also likable, and it's, yeah. So, anyway, so that's kind of what I did. And then I tried to read. I have a couple of things. Number one, I had started reading The Summer Before the War because I had finished Giver of Stars, which I loved. And then I was like, I'm going to stay in my reading thing. So I picked up Summer Before the War, which I've had forever. It's been sitting forever. And I started it, and I'm going to tell you that I got 200 pages in, and I just had seen Laura Tremaine talking about reading, and she's doing this, she reads for 20 minutes a day or whatever.
Yeah, I've seen
And
that.
somebody had asked her, and she was like, at some point, you just have to say, like, I'm going to quit this book. Like, you have to give yourself permission. And I'm going to tell you that 200 pages in, I was like, I can't. I was like, it's got 200 more pages. I keep trying to, like, there were too many characters. It was too hard to follow. And it was set before World War I and in World War I. So maybe I'm a World War II person. You
Maybe
know, I just couldn't.
it was one war too soon. Maybe
It was
so.
one war too soon. I couldn't, and it was, and I'm sure it was good, but it was very, I just couldn't follow. And it just, it was, too, I don't know. But anyway, so I quit it. But then what I have now picked up was my friend Casey recommended, and she said it was one of her favorite books of all time. And I remember hearing people talk about it, and I was like, why have I never read that? And then I realized it's because it came out in 2003, which was the year I had a baby. But it's Time Traveler's Wife.
Oh yeah, I remember like when we had blogs at the very beginning. I can remember people like it was almost controversial. I remember everybody talking about Time Traveler's Wife.
So I don't know. So anyway, so I've started that. So clearly I'm on the cusp of just the cutting edge of new books that are out. But I thought, well, I want to read this because I remember hearing people talk about it. And so I'm only a couple of pages in, but that's where I am. So,
Well, I finished a book yesterday that I started a couple of weeks ago, and then baseball kind of got in the way, but I didn't love it. And some people who recommend books who I typically enjoy what they recommend were the reason why I even bought it, but it just wasn't for me. It just wasn't, it just didn't hit. It just wasn't the book for the right time. So I started last night. Hold on, I'm going to tell you the name of it because I don't remember the name of it. But I can tell I like the tone of it, even though I'm only a few pages in. It's called Finley Donovan is Killing It. And it's a mystery kind of deal, I think, in there. And I think there are two books in the series so far. But Annie B. Jones recommended it. She owns the bookshelf. And I always follow her book recommendations. And so that's what I'm reading right now. Okay, so we did a big thing over the course of the weekend. We left this out of our 4th of July rehash, because really one thing that we were both doing over 4th of July weekend is we completely redid our Amazon shop.
Yeah, we did. We put a lot of work into it too. Yeah. So I think probably you more than me, but we still put a lot of work into it.
I don't think so. We, you know, it's always just been one big list. You know, it's just, we just throw stuff in there, and there was one big list. And so what we've done is we've organized it, and we've made it into categories. So it's a little easier to find whatever you might be looking for. And hopefully a little bit easier for us to keep track of the stuff that we mention.
Yeah.
So what a joy to have that all straightened out.
Well, you suggested it last week, and you said, you know, we ought to organize this. And I was like, yes, that would be so helpful. Cause I know when I go to people's Amazon store, I'm like, it's really helpful if I can look under like fashion to find what I want, as opposed to there's a whole page of random stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And so Saturday after the parade, I sat, because you were like, okay, you can go on. So I started. And so like one of the categories we have is a Perry approved list of things. And so I was asking him, I said, what's your knife that you use every day? Like, because I was trying, because a lot of y'all like ask, like, what, so many of y'all have asked, like, what's Perry's favorite flashlight? What would he put in an emergency kit? So we were trying to do that kind of thing. And I'm going to tell you that Perry came and sat next to me while I was doing that. And he took that job so seriously. And I think we're going to sit down again tonight, because he's got more stuff he wants to add.
Excellent.
That he's thought about. But like, he really, I'm going to tell you that if he's going to put his name on it, which, I mean, we're the same, but I mean, it was like, I mean, I'm going to tell you that he has tires. We have the official tire of the Shankle family.
We do.
Which Perry recommends.
I feel like kind of makes it the official tire of the Big Do Cast, even though it's not the tires that we have on our cars, but still, the Hudsons didn't add any tires to the Amazon shop. Yeah. I so appreciate that Perry knows that, you know, and that, I mean, he's willing to put his stamp of approval on it. So there's a whole Perry thing. There's a whole dorm thing now that you have shopped for Caroline and a dorm. So it's a lot better is what we're saying. And so now the next thing I've got to try to figure out is how to do a link tree on my Instagram. But maybe tomorrow, maybe not today.
I can help you with that. You know, it's funny because I went into Linktree, because like on Amazon profile, so Linktree is a thing where you can have multiple links that people can click on. So there's like Amazon store and like our podcast and all that stuff on there. So I went on because I was like, I need to look at my Linktree. I haven't done that in forever. And I'm going to tell you that the top link I had on mine currently was the Compassion Christmas Show. And I thought, you know, maybe time to update that. Maybe.
We're so good with a system. We're so good with a system. I ran into a girl I taught several years ago, and she's finished college now, and she started her own social media and marketing business. And I was like, I would make you sad, but
with all the things that we don't know. I always appreciate that people are like, so what was your strategy? And I'm like, we didn't have a strategy. We just, Sophie had some free time and said, let's organize our Amazon store. And so we did.
I did make a list this summer. I'm going to pull it up right now. I made a list called Summer 2021 Things I Would Like to Do.
Oh, all right.
I did this right when school was out, because here's the thing. I have, for my whole adult life, I have lived in the rhythm of a school year, except for last year during quarantine, which was really, I mean, then that kind of upended me and changed everything.
Yeah.
But the rhythm of productivity to me, a lot of times is tied to bells. It's tied to a school calendar, you know, I sort of wind down when school tells me to wind down, because that's what the calendar says. So I kind of anticipated that I might be a little all over the place this summer as I work my way back into, I guess I work my way into the fall, and I don't have the school calendar to kind of propel me.
Yeah.
So anyway, one of the things I wanted to do in summer 2021 was to organize that Amazon shop. So.
Okay. Well, well done. Kudos to you.
Well,
because
and
it
you.
Really is organized. Well, I just went on and added, and listen, we're going to go on and add some more stuff, but it'll be so much easier, because now I feel like when we mention stuff on like our five favorites or just things that we are trying or whatever, it's like now we can put them in an actual category that makes them easier to find.
Yeah. Well, speaking of five favorites,
Yeah, is it that time?
It's that time.
You ready for some five favorites? I'm ready.
The first of my five favorites this week is something I discovered actually on the road to Omaha, because I'd gone to Target to get us some snacks to keep in the car. And on a whim, I picked up something called a dark chocolate espresso trail mix at Target.
Oh,
the,
yum.
The brand is Favorite Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not really, I mean, let's be honest. If I'm on a hike and I'm in mile 8, this is not going to be the thing probably that I would actually reach for,
yes,
like a normal trail mix. This is really candy. Let's just be mm-hmm. upfront about what it is. But it's chocolate covered coffee beans. And then there are these dark chocolate covered pecans. They're hazelnuts. It's just delicious. Mm. It's crunchy. But it's sweet because, I mean, it's a lot of dark chocolate. But because it's dark chocolate, it's not quite so syrupy sweet as maybe, you know, different other different kinds of chocolate would be. But
yeah,
it's delicious. And when we were in Omaha, we went to Target one night after supper and I saw it there. So I got another bag and then I haven't been able to find it here. So,
oh no,
it's delicious. I'm telling
okay.
you, it's really good.
All right. Do they have it online at Target? You know, sometimes some of that stuff they sell online. I wonder.
I looked last week. I didn't look to see if they could ship it. I'm sure they could
okay.
have. I was just looking to see if I could do a pickup order, but they,
yeah,
alas, it was not there in my Target.
Oh, that's a shame. Okay, but it's something for us to all look for.
Yes, it's delicious if that's your kind of thing. The second thing is a podcast I started on the way back from Omaha. You know, I've had a lot more time for podcasts, as you tend to
yes.
do when you drive across country and back. And this one is called The Rise and Fall of Mars Hill. So it's all about Mars Hill Church and Mark Driscoll's time at Mars Hill Church, but it's also about a lot more. And
okay.
I mentioned earlier, you know, I love stuff about leadership. I love kind of seeing how different people approach leadership and all that kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff. And this is really, based on the two episodes I've heard, this really says a lot about leadership and the evangelical church and all that kind of stuff. Now, for some people, I'm sure this kind of thing is not maybe how they choose to spend their spare time.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, especially as it got into the second episode, there's just a lot of good questions in there about when we demand loyalty as above honesty, or when we demand spin above transparency. You know, there's a lot
yeah.
of good stuff in there. A lot of good questions to ask ourselves, a lot of
mm-hmm.
good questions to ask within our churches. I just think it's really well done. And it's just one episode a week, so you kind of have to wait it out. They didn't, you know, release it all at one
okay.
time, but it's really good.
Okay.
The next thing is, you know, I love a good caftan. I love as a cover
okay.
up.
Don't we all?
Oh, and a couple of weeks ago, I saw a really cute one on Amazon and ordered it thinking, I don't know. But listen, kind of like the cover-up I mentioned, 6 weeks or so ago, this one is thin enough so that if it gets wet, it'll dry quickly.
Okay.
It's also cute enough that you might just want to throw it on and go to dinner when you're at the beach, you
okay.
know, with some good shoes. It's just really cute.
Uh-huh.
It's, but the thing is, in this particular link that I'll put up for it, you're going to see a lot of different prints. So if
uh-huh.
the one that I got
yeah.
is not your thing, there are a lot of different ones to choose from, but it's not expensive, super cute, very summery. I'm a fan.
Uh-huh. Okay. I love that. A good caftan is a great summer accessory.
It really is. It really
uh-huh.
is. And a great cover up.
Yeah.
All right. The next thing is something that I forgot about. And then when I remembered it, I was like, oh, I want to find that again. When David and I lived in Baton Rouge, my sister-in-law's mother, Julia Clare,
yes,
gave us what's called, I think, a mezuzah, which is a little plaque, a little brass plate that goes on your door frame by your front door.
Yes.
And it said, "Peace to all who enter here." And
oh, I
loved it. And
mm-hmm.
then we moved. And then we had one on our house, our first house when we lived here in Birmingham. And then I haven't thought about it really since we've lived here. And I remembered it the other day and I was like, oh, I want to find it. And I found it on Amazon. And
okay.
so I'll put a link up to it. But it's just a sweet thing. It'd be a great housewarming gift for somebody. or a great hostess gift for somebody. Just a sweet thing to put on the outside of your door. I love seeing it. It's just a reminder of what you want your house to be, what you want your home to be. So that's my fourth thing. And then my fifth thing is another podcast episode. This one, a little bit different than the Mars Hill deal. This is the most recent episode of Faith Adjacent, which is part of the Bible Binge, hosted by our friend Aaron Moon. And this one's all about John Mayer. And And as you know, you have heard Aaron and me talk about how we feel like he dances around the edges of faith, even if he doesn't know it.
Yes.
You know, that song, I Will Be Found.
This
In the Blood. Like he has all these songs that kind of I don't know, allude to a deeper meaning. We don't know that John has found it. But anyway, so Erin gets into all that in her own unique way. So funny, so smart, so thoughtful. And it's just a blast to listen to. So.
All right. That's a good one. So, cause you know, John Mayer, I've given him the side eye since I read Jessica Simpson's book. It's been hard.
But, yes.
But yeah, every time I hear In the Blood, I'm like, John, there's a deeper thing there.
There's something else going on, my friend.
Deeper thing, yeah.
Well, and Aaron even talks about how this particular episode, probably not for little ears, because she does get into his Playboy interview and his Rolling Stone interview, where he just really seemed to have gotten away from himself, you know? So anyway, really, really fun to hear her break down all of that. You know, he's just one of those artists, for whatever reason, it's been easy to kind of get invested in his life. And so it's fun to hear Aaron analyze, you know, and sometimes, you know, we have to realize we're not going to necessarily know. John's probably not going to feel compelled to share these things with us, but we can mine the information he has given us in his songs.
So. Exactly. Mm-hmm. We can research and listen, if there's anything, I mean, if anything, if I've learned anything from the Free Britney situation, it is that I like to mine the depths of some celebrity situations because I felt like this summer, I mean, this, so I told you, like, one of my favorite accounts is House and Habit to follow. And she has been on it. She has a whole thing. And like, every time she's like, there's so much information coming on, new information coming. I mean, I refresh her stories like nobody's business. It's the show that I didn't know I needed because I'm so invested in it now. There was a moment this weekend where I really almost bought a Free Britney t-shirt on Amazon. I thought, you know what? I need to not. I need to not.
Did you read the Ronan Farrow article that came out this past Saturday?
Yes.
We'll link to it. It's
heartbreaking.
It's
heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's the whole, is I'm like, I don't know what's happening. Like, I don't know. But I'm saying whatever it is, it's not good. And she needs to get out. And I'm like, is Britney Spears the thing that's finally united the country? Because I feel like no matter where you fall on the political spectrum, everybody's like, we need to set Britney free.
Something's not right there.
Not right.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, I thought the Ronan Farrow article was excellent and really well researched. And so, but I agree with you on the House and Habit thing. When she puts up the picture of Britney with the breaking news siren, I'm always interested. Always interested in what's going on.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
All righty, y'all. Well, that's it for this week. Just a small national championship to celebrate this week.
How about the Bulldogs? That is so exciting. So
we'll be back next week, everybody, and we'll also likely be back on Patreon at some point in the next week, because we'll need to get our first July episode out. So we'll be around.
Yep. All right. Thanks, everybody.
We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye.